From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. Wall Street struggled today to recover from last week's downturn that was brought on by news of rising unemployment. In Washington, lawmakers are talking about what the federal government could do to restart growth in the economy. But while both Republicans and Democrats have ideas, there seems to be little common ground on which to base a recovery strategy. We'll hear more about some of the options in a few moments. First, NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
With the lowest quarterly growth rate in 8 years and a projected budget surplus that's quickly vanished, the leader of Senate Republicans, Trent Lott, told reporters today that the nation's problem right now is a sluggish economy.
The good news is this is not election year.
Lott hastened to add he meant there's more chance Democrats and Republicans might work together to find solutions when they're not battling each other at the polls. But Republicans are clearly concerned about how a continued economic downturn might hurt them in next year's midterm elections. Lott and other GOP leaders told President Bush as much during a meeting late last week.
He did not feel that we needed to jump out there and indicate a lot of actions without thinking them through and seeing exactly what is needed. And I think that's the right attitude and the right tone for him to set.
Lott said Mr. Bush is counting on the tax rebate checks to stimulate the economy and also wants Congress to send him an energy package and trade promotion authority. But Lott and other Republicans would also like to cut the capital gains tax from 20% to 15% for 2 years. He says that for Mr. Bush, the option of such a capital gains tax cut is not a matter of if, but when. Lott himself indicated the time's come to push the matter beyond mere discussion.
It may be necessary for us to act on the capital gains rate cut because it will clearly cause a growth in the economy. It always does. And as an aside, it brings in more revenue to the government, particularly in the first couple of years.
But some economists question how much revenue a capital gains cut might generate with the stock market headed downward. And Democrat Kent Conrad, who chairs the Senate Budget Committee, said such a cut would disproportionately benefit the wealthiest Americans.
This is not the time where that's the medicine that helps the illness that this economy faces. I mean, if we're serious, I mean, you know, capital gains reduction will give you a short-term boost in income, cost you income in the long term. It will not put money into people's pockets quickly enough, unfortunately, to give you the kind of lift that's clearly needed with the kind of weakness that we're seeing.
Conrad says it makes more sense to cut the payroll taxes for Social Security and Medicare, which are paid by everyone, even the 30 million Americans who did not pay enough income taxes last year to qualify for a tax rebate check this summer.
But they are nonetheless taxpayers, and in fact, they are the very people who would be most likely to spend any rebate, which would give lift to the economy. So that is the kind of tax cut that would make sense in terms of fiscal stimulus in the short term.
Senate Minority Leader Lott stopped short today of endorsing the idea of a payroll tax cut by itself.
But if we could come up with some package that would include capital gains rate cut coupled with some temporary payroll tax reduction, I'm not at this point advocating that, saying that it's necessary and would like to look at the details, but I'd be open to considering that.
Lott said he's eager to talk with Democrats and the administration about ways to get the economy going again, but House Democratic Leader Dick Gephardt appears reluctant to be drawn into such discussions.
The buck stops at the president's desk. The president is the president. The president has to sign the bills. He sent his budget. His budget to me is now out of date and makes no sense. Is he still insisting on that budget? Is that the budget he wants? Because the way we read the budget, it takes you into Medicare for sure and into Social Security as well.
Democrats say that even without any new spending, this year's budget will dip into those trust funds, which both parties had vowed to keep untouched in a so-called lockbox. Lott said today he doubts it will be necessary to touch those funds, although he said an across-the-board spending cut could compensate for any of that money that is used. But cutting government spending at a time when most people are calling for a boost to economic activity could prove politically costly as well. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.